You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. I want to welcome those of you that are joining us on bpnradio.com, all across America and around the world. We are delighted that you are joining us today. It's going to be a great day at Breakout Radio Church. Well, we're excited today, aren't we, Jean?
We're very excited about what God is doing. It's going to be a great day.
Yes, we are. This is a wonderful day to be able to invite friends and neighbors to join us. You might need to like and share if you will. God has put a sermon in my heart today, and so we just want you to join us, if you will, for prayer. And we are going to pray for the service. We have some guests here in our ministry center today, some members of Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, who've come church by. Members.
Church members.
That's exciting.
Who've come to join us here at the Ministry Center. And, of course, Ian Allison Kieber with us today as we celebrate Resurrection, knowing that the tomb is empty today. So it's going to be a great day. One of our church members, Barry Smith, who he and his wife Laura are with us today. They've served several years on the mission field and represent our church as missionaries. But today we have a couple of urgent needs. Tammy and Matthew Logan are faithful members of Breakout Radio Church. Yesterday, their two of their grandsons, Colton and Logan, ages 12 and 8, were hit by a car and are in critical condition this morning. Tammy and Matthew have driven all night to Alabama. Their grandsons were hit by a car, both of them, 8 and 12. They've been airlifted to a hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. We need to pray for them today.
Yes, we do.
And we also need to pray for Anita Rogers. She's had surgery this week, and they've not received good reports. Of course, Anita is the wife of Pastor Dave Rogers in Ingram, Texas, members, faithful members of Breakout Radio Church. Our daughter, Darla Gentry, fell and injured her knee, and she is in rehabilitation. So there's some needs that we need to pray about. So we're going to pray for these needs, and I'm going to ask Barry Smith to come and pray for our service today. Father, we are grateful to be here today.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, for Matthew and Tammy Logan, who've arrived now in Alabama, and be with their daughter, Brandy, and their two grandsons who were critically injured yesterday. Were airlifted to the hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. And we pray for little Colton and little Logan in Jesus' name. We break the spirit of death off of them. We speak life over them. Lord, we know there's no trouble like trouble that comes our way. And I pray for this family. They've had a lot of challenges over the past several months. There are so many, many things, Lord, that we don't understand about life, but we pray for them.
Yes.
We pray, Father God, for Anita Rogers, who is suffering from as a result of taking chemo pills for so long. And we know that there was a seven-day period where she could not even have one drop of water. And we pray for Anita in the hospital there today in Kerrville, Texas. In Jesus' name, we pray for her healing. We pray for our daughter Darla as she recovers from this fall that she had, and every need that might be represented here on this Resurrection Sunday at Breakout Radio Church. In Jesus' name, we pray for all of our members. I've called every one of your names today at Breakout Radio Church, as I do quite often. I've called all of your names in prayer and asked God to minister to you and bless you and help you. And we're so thankful that we have members all across America and around the world. I want to say welcome to the Daniel Gill family in Pakistan joining us today. And we're grateful and thankful. Mary, why don't you come and just come here, Brother Microphone. Lead us in prayer today that the Holy Spirit will bless the service. Good to have you as a member of Breakout Radio Church. And Barry is the first man that we have ordained in the ministry here at Breakout Radio Church. So God bless you. You can lead us in
Father,
prayer.
Father, we just thank you for this resurrection. Lord, we thank you that you were thank you, Jesus, that you were obedient to die for our sins and to take the stripes on your back for our healing. But most of all, we're so thankful that you rose that we might live. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done on the cross, all the many things and all the sins that you've forgiven, Lord Jesus, and the grace that we have through the cross, Lord Jesus. Now, today, I just bless this service. I bless the man of God, and I thank you, Lord, that the word will not return void, but it's going forth today. And what's being preached out of the man of God's mouth today is going to reach out and touch those that it's supposed to touch. I just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Barry. And Barry's a longtime friend of ours. His dad, Richard Smith, was a great friend of ours, and his mom is here today. And his wife, Laura, their son, Judah, here in the Ministry Center, along with Ian Allison Kieber. Good morning to y'all. We're gonna have some praise and worship today. Our friend Chris Folsom is going to lead us in worship, and we may even do some a cappella for a while. Who knows what we're going to do, but we're going to worship the risen King, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So anybody wants to come and join us here? As we begin to allow the Holy Spirit to touch our lives, and here we go.
Yes,
here we go. In just a moment, we're gonna have some songs here. Y'all gather around.
We're gonna praise Him today.
Huh?
We're praising Him today.
We're gonna praise Him today. Yes, we are.
Some worship.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna praise Him and worship Him this morning, and. Get a start here today.
I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted in the train of His robe.
I got the words here. We can just sing along with Him. You guys come over. Y'all come on. Come on in. We got the words up here.
The whole earth is filled with His glory.
I see the Lord. Probably a cappella. Holy, let's do it. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord.
You're a holy God.
Hallelujah. We worship you today. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We honor you today.
We do.
You are a holy God. Holy God, you are holy, 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 holy. We worship you today. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, God. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. Be exalted. Be exalted.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We celebrate you, your resurrection, Lord. Here at Breakout Radio Church. Magnify you and glorify your name. Hallelujah. Well, what a blessing it is to be at Breakout Radio Church today. And God has put a message in my heart that I'm going to share in just a few moments. Ian Kieber is going to come, give you an opportunity to give today with your tithes and your contributions. So Ian's going to come, and then I'm going to share the word from John chapter 20 today.
Yes, we are so grateful that you all could be here with us today. Grateful that you're here with us on BPN Radio. We're broadcasting 24 hours a day on BPN Radio, but we are just delighted that you could join us for Easter service this morning. And, you know, I just want to say, have you ever thought about what life would be like if Christ had not risen from the grave? You know, without the resurrection, we would not have viable faith. If Christ did not rise from the grave, what hope do we have? You know, Paul said to the church at Corinth in the 15th chapter that if Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. Then he says, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. And Paul offers himself up as a testimony of one who first doubted Christ, but later saw the resurrected living Lord. So Paul concludes Corinthians chapter 15 by saying, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So as we prepare for our tithes and offerings today, I want you to know that giving here at Breakout Radio Church is not in vain. that your donations, that your tithes, that your offerings go to, of course, preaching the gospel and reaching people across the globe and throughout the land and across this great nation of ours. And your faithful gift, through your gifts, we're making a difference by spreading the good news that Jesus is alive. So we just want to give, again, everybody out there a chance to give your tithes and offerings today, and taking into account that special gift that God has given you, that you pray into what your giving is going to be today. And if you're prepared to give, we'd love to have you. We can do so a couple of different ways. You can do so by heading over to bpnradio.com, where you can click on the donate button, and you'll give an opportunity to give through PayPal with a debit or a credit card. Or if you prefer to send a check, you can do so by making those checks payable to Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985-78709. I'm sorry, that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, the zip code of 78709. And so we're just going to pray for you all today. Father God, thank you so much for your Son, Lord. Thank you that he is alive and that he is risen from the dead, Lord, that he is not in the tomb, God, that he is alive and our faith can be expressed through so many different ways out there, Lord. We love you so much, God. We just pray for those out there that are hurting, God, today, that they understand that they can rise up from whatever their pits that they've fallen into, Lord. That whether their finances are an issue, whether their health is an issue, that God is there and that he is loving on them and that he is alive. Lord, we just pray for all of our church members out there. We thank you for the tithes and offerings that come flowing freely through this church, Lord, that we can continue to spread the good news that Jesus is alive. So we thank you, God, for all that you're doing in this ministry across this land and for each of our church members out there. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. And we'll have Dale come back over here, and I know you're ready to deliver a message today. So
okay. Thank you very much, Ian. And Gene, I want to say how thankful and grateful we are for your faithful tithes and contributions and to support this ministry across America and around the world. We are so very, very grateful and thankful today. While you turn your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 20, I want to remind you that if you're listening on bpnradio.com or TuneIn Radio, this service will be broadcast again at 10 o'clock this morning, 8 o'clock tonight, and then at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Throughout the week on bpnradio.com as well as TuneIn Radio. So, and if you're watching by Facebook Live, you can tell your friends, family and friends, that this service will be rebroadcast throughout the day on our Dale Gentry Facebook and Dale W. Gentry Facebook pages. John chapter 20, beginning with verse 1. I'm going to preach a while, and then we're going to pray. Allison Keeper is going to be coming and leading us in prayer. But first of all, I want to read from John chapter 20. Here's what it says. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, that's early, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, that was John, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down, looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloth lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with a linen cloth, but folded together to a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus. She saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Teacher." Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be unto you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad. They were glad when they saw the Lord. I love the account of the resurrection. I'm so thankful for the resurrection, because if it had not happened, we would not have this hope of eternal life. So Mary, she got to see him first, Mary Magdalene. And I wondered quite often, why would Jesus appear to this woman who was a former prostitute, woman of the night, one of the chief sinners? Why didn't he appear to Peter, who was going to be the preacher at Pentecost? Why didn't he appear to John? John was the one that supposedly loved him the most. Why did he not appear to the disciples first of all? He did come to the disciples next of all, but first of all, he appeared to Mary. And that word in the Greek is theoria. Mary Magdalene had a theoria moment. And that means that there was a continuous gaze, not a casual glance. She gazed at him. She stared at him. She looked at him in admiration. She was astonished because she had seen the Lord. There was nothing else to say. She did not go through an entire ordeal or tell all kinds of things. She just simply made the statement, "I have seen the Lord." That's the most important thing in our lives today. We have seen the Lord. To see the Lord. She said, "I've seen the Lord." And the Bible said that the disciples, they responded, "We saw the Lord. We have seen the Lord." And, you know, there's been other accounts throughout the Bible about others seeing the Lord. I love the account of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6. When Isaiah, he saw the Lord. Here's what he said in Isaiah chapter 6. He said, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord." He saw the Lord. And he said, "When I saw him, he was sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. With two, he flew. And with one, cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." What was their response? "He's holy. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke." So here is Isaiah's response. "Woe is me, for I'm done, because I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." He said, "My eyes have seen the King." He said, "I saw the Lord." What an amazing account. "I saw the Lord, and he was high and lifted up." Amos saw the Lord. The Bible says in Amos chapter 9, Amos said, "I saw the Lord standing by the altar. Paul saw the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 9 and 1, he said, "Have I not seen Jesus?" John saw the Lord. And here's John's account in Revelation chapter 1 that I love so very much. He said, this is in Revelation chapter 1, beginning with verse 12. He said, "I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters." What an incredible description. "In his right hand, seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him," I saw the Lord. When I saw the Lord, "I fell at his feet as dead, but he laid his right hand on me." It was not a casual moment. It was an incredible moment to see the Lord. And John said, "I fell at his feet like a dead man." And it was just amazing. The Living Bible says, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, but he laid his right hand on me and said, 'Don't be afraid, though I am the first and the last, the living one.'" John said, "I saw the Lord." Have you seen the Lord? I believe one of the main things throughout the Word of God was the cry was, "I want to see the Lord." The early church, their cry was, "We would see Jesus. If we could only see Jesus, if we could only see the Lord." My mother-in-law saw the Lord. I know there's many, many people. Gene and I, in 1989, Gene and I were traveling, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me one day and said, "You need to go home and spend some time with your mother-in-law, Gene, with her mother, because I'm about to take her to heaven." She seemed to be improving. She seemed to be doing quite well. But I laid aside my schedule, and Gene and I went back to Oklahoma City, and we spent several days with her. One morning, we were sitting at her bedside. She had fallen into a coma and hadn't spoken in several days. When suddenly, my mother-in-law, a very godly woman, raised up in bed, out of the coma, and said these words, "I see the Lord. I see Jesus, and he's coming to get me." And with those words, she laid back on her pillow and went to be with the Lord. She was gone in that moment. But before she went, she proclaimed, she came out of the coma that she'd been in for several days, and said, "I see the Lord. I see the Lord. I see him now, and he's coming to get me." I saw the Lord. I know many, many times I've seen him in my spirit. But in 1968, I had an experience with the Lord that literally changed my entire life. Gene and I were leading, this was in 1968. Gene and I were leading a small church in the little town of Holiday, Texas, 1,200 people. And I went to, we lived in the parsonage next door. I went over to pray, and it was late on a Saturday night. And I was praying, and suddenly, with my physical eyes, I saw the cross. I saw it. There was no one on the cross. It was an empty cross. But I saw the cross. And when I saw the cross, I fell down on my knees and I began to weep because I saw the cross. It was right in front of me. And then I saw the Lord. And he came and he put his right hand on my head. And here's what he said to me, "Son, my hand will be your hand and your hand will be my hand." That was in 1968. I saw the Lord literally with my eyes. I could see him physically. It's the only time I've really seen him physically, but I've seen him many times in the spirit. And whether we see him physically or whether we see him in the spirit, I believe there should be a cry that comes out of our heart today for a theoria moment. That is Greek word for gazing, looking at him, astonished at him, taking time to look in his face. You know, so many times we seek his hand. Lord, help me, help me. And so many times we do need his hand. The Bible said he can hold our right hand. And there's times that we do need his hand. But we don't need to be seeking his hand. We need to be seeking his face. Not trying to just see his hand, how he can help us in that moment that we need him so desperately. But meet with him on a regular basis and have theoria moments where we gaze at him and look at him and leave our prayer room saying, I saw the Lord. And we when we see him, we know that he is high and lifted up. I had that theoria moment. I looked at him in astonishment. I looked at him. I gazed on him. And, you know, Mary, she got to see the Lord first. And there's a lot of people said, why did she get to see the Lord? Well, there's a little clue there in Matthew chapter 20. The Bible said that she went early. The disciples, later on, the Bible said the disciples, they were behind closed doors. They were in fear that they too were going to be crucified. They were in fear that they too were going to lose their lives. So they were behind closed doors. But Mary Magdalene, she was not fearful at all. She just was wanting to find out about her Lord that she loved so very, very much. So the Bible said that she went early in the morning. She went early in the morning, but even before daylight, she went early to begin to check on him and to worship him. And she stood there at the tomb worshiping him. How am I going to see the Lord? Well, I had a clue in 1966 when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said to me, son, would you give me the first hour of your day? Would you come and meet with me? He longs to meet with us. Now, I know that he's not responsible for getting me up, but almost every morning of the week, I don't have to set my alarm clock. I sense that the Holy Spirit is like tapping me on the shoulder or tapping me on the head, wanting me to come into to the holy place and to worship Jesus and to lift up Jesus. And so most every morning while it's still dark before dawn, I'm up in the morning. I started that in 1966, even though I had to be at the radio station at 3:30 in the morning. I would get up at 2 o'clock in the morning so I could see the Lord. Why do we go into our prayer room? Why do we come to the place? We come to worship him. And so we enter his presence with thanksgiving. His court was with praise. We don't come into his presence by just expressing some need or that we're fearful. We need some help. Sure, he's open to that, but we come to worship him. The highest order of any of our prayer times, either individually or corporately, is to worship him. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one that we celebrate his resurrection today. He is risen. And he is no longer dead. He is alive. And we have the hope that makes not ashamed, church. Because he lives, we live also. John said, I'm never going to die. So, I'm never going to die. Billy Graham, he said, you know, there's reports about my death, but you don't have to believe those reports, you know, because I've just simply made a transference. I've just made a transition. So the Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The moment that our breath leaves our body, we are with the Lord. My mother-in-law, Virginia, the moment that her breath left her body, she went to be with the Lord. I was with my mother when she went to be with the Lord. The breath left her body, but immediately she was in the presence of the Lord. I see the Lord. Why do we meet him? Why did Mary Magdalene see him first? Because she went early in the morning to worship him and to glorify him. That's why she had that theoria moment. Because she was there to worship him, to acknowledge him. And so, do we long to see him, church? Do you want to see the Lord? You may or may not be able to see him physically, but you can certainly see him spiritually. You can look upon his face. You know, the Bible said there will come a day, the Bible says in the book of Revelations, there's going to come a day that every eye will see him. Every eye. When we come back from heaven to rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years, to fight the battle of Armageddon, the Bible said that all mankind, everybody that is alive on this earth is going to see the Lord. But they're not going to be very happy about it because they were not ready. They were not prepared to see the Lord. And so today, I want to ask you, are you prepared to see the Lord? Are you ready to see the Lord? Are you ready if He would come for you? Are you one that is seeking after God? Is that as in your heart? Is that in your life? I want to see the Lord. And can you tell those about you, I saw the Lord this morning, and He was high and lifted up, and His glory filled the temple. I saw Him sitting at the right hand of the Father, and I worshiped Him, and I came into His presence with thanksgiving. I did not come with repentance. I did not come with all of those things. I just came with thanksgiving. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for my life. Thank You for eternal life. Thank You, Jesus, that You died on the cross. You arose on the third day. I come into Your presence to worship You, to worship You. And I just am so grateful. I'm going to have Allison Kieber just to come and lead us in some worship. I want her to give you an opportunity to know Jesus. And let's just spend some time magnifying Him and glorifying Him today. Can we do that? Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank you. And such a beautiful message. So so many things just stirring in my spirit this morning. And I have to share that many of you know my story here at church of that when I, prior to being saved, I was an atheist. And when I was... in that space of my life, my grandfather got very ill, and he called us all into his hospital bed. And my grandfather was not a believer either. And he called my mom, who's the oldest of five kids, and because she's the oldest and she had me young, I'm kind of closer to there. And so he called his children in, and I got to come in too. And he was just full of tears, yet also full of joy. And he was very sick, so it was a very interesting place to see him in, of just tears running down his face, but so full of joy. And he said, I have to tell you that last night I saw the Lord. He came into my room, and he told me that he's ready for me to come home with him. And he told me that Carol, who is my grandmother, she had been passed away for many, many years. And he said, Carol was there, and she's waiting for me, and she's been waiting for me. And he said, and I just have to tell you, he gave me the opportunity to tell each and every one of you that he is real and he is alive. And that he believes. And it was a couple weeks later that my grandfather got to go home, and holding onto my mom's hand, he transferred into heaven. And I didn't know what to much think of that, because I was not a believer myself at the time. But I look back and I think of all the different times that God was working on my heart, that He was calling me back home to Him. And I share that story because as Pastor Dale was preaching the message about seeing the Lord, I think that... you know, each and every one of us, we have an opportunity to go out today, and we might be the only Jesus that someone sees. Because we are the hands and we are the feet. And I just think about that, and I take that to heart of what I want people to see. What kind of Jesus do I want people to see through me? I want them to see love, and I want them to see grace, and I want them to see mercy and forgiveness. But most importantly, I want them to see a God where they say, I want to know Him more. This person that you speak about, this person that just brings you this joy unlike any other, I want to know Him more. And I want to understand that I may not ever see the day that that person comes to Him. But knowing that, again, I'm the hands and feet, and that I can play a small role in that. You see, my grandfather never got to see the day. But he knows. He knows, and I know he smiles up there with such joy. And I know that there's a day that I'm going to run into the arms of Jesus. But I know as soon as we're done embracing, he's going to push back and he's going to look at me at the eyes and he's going to say, Allison, who did you bring with you? Who did you bring with you? You see, each and every one of us are here, and I use this story of Mary. This story of Mary speaks to me so deeply as a woman, that he used a woman, a broken, damaged woman, according to the world. He used a woman to be the first, to be the first that God to exclaim, right? She was the first that brought the good news. See, that tells me that each and every one of us, no matter what our past, that we can be used in such a mighty way, that Jesus wants to use us in such a mighty way, but we have to be willing to get up early. We have to be willing to come and be with him and worship him. We have to be willing to go, I'm not defined by my past. Yes. Each and every one of us has a place to be the hands and feet. And so this morning, church, I don't know if you are someone who's been in a place where you've been being defined by your past, where Satan has tried to grip you and hold on to you and say, no, you belong to me because of who you were and what you've done. Today, Jesus wants to remind you, especially today. Church, I think of the cloth, the linen, the napkin that covered his face. Y'all, his linens were tossed to the side, but the cloth was folded. The cloth was folded. And I know some of us that we might not see the significance of that because we don't know the significance of the time. But in those times when a master was sitting at a table and the servant would be off to the side, and the servant, he would wait for the cues. And if the servant wadded up his cloth and threw it on the table and got up from the table, that was a cue to the servant that the master was done. That he was finished and that he could clear the table. But if the napkin was folded and set back on the table, that was a cue to the servant that I'm not finished. I'm not finished and I plan on returning. Y'all, he left the littlest of details to show us that he said, although it is finished, I am not finished. I am returning. The littlest of details that he left for us to see. He could have just wadded up that napkin and threw it with the rest of the linens, but he did not. He folded it up to show us right then and there that although it is finished, I am not finished. Church, today he is not finished with you. He is not finished with us. For there are people out there who need to hear the words of the gospel. They need to hear the words of truth. There are so many people, and maybe that's you today. Maybe that's you today who said, you know what, on this Easter day, this Easter that I don't really know what it's all about, but I feel the yearning to tune in and to listen. And I just encourage you today that if that's you and you want to know the Lord more, it's really simple. It's really simple. I just want to encourage you that if that's you this morning, that you can dive into the depths of your heart. You can just say these words out loud. Father, I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you rose on the third day. And Father, I choose to follow you for the rest of my life. I understand that I'm not perfect, and every step of the way may not be perfect, God, but each and every day I will choose you. I will choose to follow you, God. And today, God, I ask that you take this heart of stone that has been residing in me, and that today, God, that you give me a new heart. Today, God, that you give me a heart transplant. That only you, God, can take this heart of stone and you can give me a new. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me as your child, for adopting me into your kingdom, God. If you've prayed this prayer with us today, if these are the words of your heart, we yearn to hear from you. We long to hear from you. We long to hear the testimony of how God has been working in your life. And let us pray with you. Let us pray with you. Let us help guide you. Church, I remember the day that I prayed that prayer. And that I felt God wrap his arms around me. And I pray that this morning you feel his love wrap around you. We thank you, Jesus, for your love, that you can love each and every one of us so faithfully and individually. God, that our spirit knows you. And that each and every day, God, that we have a yearning to know you more. Thank you, God, that I don't have to be perfect to go out and share your love, God. That I don't have to be perfect to go out and share your truth, God. Because you left it here for me. You left it right here for me, that each and every morning I can dive into your word, God. And I can know your truth. We praise you, Jesus. And we love you, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so very, very much, Allison. And I trust that people have come to know the Lord today.
Yes.
And any way that we can help you, you just let us know. All you do is just go to bpnradio.com, and there is a link for Breakout Radio Church. And we encourage you to contact us if you will. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, we now have members in 40 states and nations. You can just go to bpnradio.com, and there is a Breakout Radio Church. There's a membership link, and you can be a part of Breakout Radio Church.
Yes.
It's an honor, isn't it? It's an honor to lead a worldwide church, isn't it, Jean?
It is.
Know that we're speaking to people all across America.
Yes, we're so thankful for all of our members and
everyone
that's joining us today.
Yeah, we are. We want to, we've got just a few moments. We just want to just give a shout out to bless some people that are joining us. We can't call everybody's name, but we want to bless Judy, Prescott, Arizona. We want to bless Lemuel in Temecula, California. Pauline in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Christine in West Palm Beach, Florida. We want to bless Glenn and Ellen in Edmond, Oklahoma. David in Fleming Island, Florida. We want to bless Ken and Sue there in Gig Harbor, Washington. We want to bless Pastor Devin Shime from Andhra Pradesh, India. We want to bless Laura there from Yukon, Oklahoma, and Steve. He is in Sheffield, England. God bless you, Steve. Tina and Billy from Escanaba, Michigan. We want to bless you guys. We bless Ellen. We bless you there in Fresno, California. Pastor Art and Wendy, San Diego, California. We bless. We got a number of pastors and church leaders that are a part of Breakout Radio Church. We want to bless them. Michelle, we bless you. They're in Madisonville, Kentucky. And Sherry in College Station, Texas, want to bless you. We bless you, Colby. They're in Carlsbad, New Mexico. We bless Nicholas. They're in Nakuru, Kenya, Africa. We want to bless you, Stephanie, in Beaumont, Texas. Eric, they're in Blairsville, Georgia. We say blessings over you. We want to bless you, Carlos, down in Jaco, Costa Rica. And Roy Ivins, as you minister today, we want to bless you there in Lubbock, Texas. Yes. We want to bless June in Covington, Louisiana. Wow. We got people all across America and around the world. We just speak a blessing. We bless you, Wayne, there in Washington, D.C., joining us this morning. And Jennifer, there in Brandenburg, Kentucky. And all of you, yes, we just say a blessing upon you now.
Yes, we do.
In Jesus' name. Well, it's been a wonderful day. Resurrection Day. It's been good to have Ian and Alice, of course, with us each Sunday, our associates here. And then, of course, the Smith family.
Yeah, it's an honor to have them join us today.
What a blessing they've been to us over the years, members of Breakout Radio Church. Yes. And we are just the light. We want to bless you. And Father Gene and I, we just set ourselves in agreement for all the members at Breakout Radio Church. Those that are going to be with family members, we bless you. And maybe far away from your family, you say, I miss my family members. Well, we just bless you now. We pray the presence of the Holy Spirit will be upon you, guiding and directing your life in a very special way. In Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen and amen. Well, looks like we're going to let the people go their way early. Maybe they're going to an Easter breakfast, or maybe they're going to another church service, whatever it may be, spending the day with their family, whatever it may be. We're so thankful that you've came today. Brian Ming is going to play some worship music on the keyboard, and we just want to say thank you so very, very much for being a part of the service today. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Gene and I love you very, very much. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
We appreciate you and love you so very much.
Yes, we do. Thank you so very, very much.